Welcome back to Nightmare Radio Show Podcast. It's your girl, Ish the Exec.
And I'm Brittany Kristen.
And welcome, because you could have been at any other podcast, and we know y'all have, but we back, episode 97.
Yeah. Yes, and we're thankful that you chose us, that you clicked on us. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and share this message, this video, with a friend or three.
Or four.
Or seven. Put it in the group chats. You know what to do.
But, of course, as always, we hop straight into the culture list. And this week on the list, we have... Well, the culture list is kind of different.
Yeah, it is.
It's different, but you're going to still get it on the radio show.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
The radio show will be back soon.
We'll give you that.
/23 coming soon, but it's coming back.
You know we love a good coming soon, but... As far as the culture list, you know, like, we've been gone. And so there are some things that have happened in the culture that we just have to, I mean, even if it's old news to you, we're going to still discuss it right now. So.
Period. Because y'all be gossiping anyway.
Anywho.
So, anywho, we're going to talk about what had happened when we was out.
Yes.
And on a sad night of November 1st, 2022, Take Off.
It was the morning. The morning.
The morning of November 1st. Takeoff was taken from us.
Yeah, that was okay. So there's like there's cultural moments and experiences, right? Like I remember where I was when I found out Michael Jackson died, and I'm not by any means comparing these people in relevancy, but I remember when Bernie Mac died. I remember for those that know, y'all had to send for me when Nippy was pronounced dead. Literally, y'all had to send for me. I remember waking up that morning, and this is why you don't hop on social media first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. But when I hopped up that morning, my fingers, after they, you know, exit out of the Bible app, because that's what we do, I found my way to Twitter. And after I seen a few tweets, I was like, this can't be true.
Yeah. It really sucked, though, to learn it on Twitter. And I thought it wasn't true, but I knew it could be true because the world is crazy and evil and things like that. So it was just kind of disheartening. But what was really more disheartening was that, you know, a couple months before, we learned that the Migos had broke up.
Right. And y'all know the Migos is super duper, like, influential for our culture, our generation.
The show, hell.
You right. Because we love us. My baby learned. I just want y'all to know, if you guys didn't know, Skylar learned how to walk it like I talk it.
That's lit.
Mm-hmm.
That is so lit.
She was singing it the other day.
Everything in me wanted the Migos to fix it. And I still want them to fix it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Quavo is still very much hurting. And he needs to heal.
Yeah.
I don't know what him and Offset got going on. I highly doubt he was having sex with Saweetie, allegedly. I doubt that that's what he was doing. But if you mad about that, or whatever y'all mad about, P-Nim, whatever, y'all need to fix it.
Yeah, definitely. So let's introduce the topic for the show. This week, we're talking about burning bridges, how to navigate relationships. We're going to cover all types of relationships, romantic, family, friend, business relationships. And the Migos, their breakup, Takeoff's death is a really great example of, you know, the question whether to build or burn the bridge, salvage the bridge.
Right.
Because we're dealing, not only are they super duper influential in music and in the culture and in industry, but these are three family members.
Yes,
Neff and Few and cousin.
Yeah. They need to fix that shit.
They have to. Those that are surviving, you know, the surviving members, like, we know that it's bigger than, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they know that it's bigger than. And Quavo has already put on record that the Migos is dead. Like, it's dead. It's just no longer. Because Takeoff was so much involved in that.
Yeah.
And
the most unproblematic.
I get it. And I'm not about to be out here, you know, blaming shit on Quavo. Because that's not our job. And no one should be doing that. You know what I'm saying? I know that he's probably already blaming himself. This your damn nephew. Your best friend, literally. You know, you were there when he died. You saw him die.
And the conflict wasn't...
allegedly because of Quavo. But things happen, and he can't control what other people decide to do.
That's true.
So putting that on him is not right.
But the problem that lies is that life is literally so precious, mm-hmm. and literally within the blink of an eye, things can change.
They sure can.
And so taking inventory of those that are most important to you, the value and the relationships that you spent time, lifetime, years, decades developing and cultivating, when is it appropriate to burn the proverbial bridge? And if the bridge is burned, is there opportunity to rebuild it, or do we just let that bitch burn and move on?
I think there's always opportunity to rebuild a bridge if both parties want to build it back.
Yeah, you're right. So that what does that mean?
That means that if, for example, me and you, I'm like, girl, I don't want nothing to do with you no more. I'm done with you.
We ride or die right here. You got to get jumped out.
But look, what if something happened and me and you, we done. But you love me so much that you're like, Aisha, I value you. I really want to make this work. You know, can we try again? I then have to be willing to want to do that.
And that is dependent on
what happened before
and
where I am in that space to want to rebuild that bridge.
And
what I'm missing.
I'm asking, is there anything else? Potential for the future, right?
I mean, yeah, sometimes you might, like I guess in business, you burn bridge, but then you might have to cross that bitch again.
Yeah. And so a rule of thumb that and I don't know, if you don't like me, let me know. Or maybe you shouldn't let me know. Maybe you should keep the energy and keep it pushing. There's only one person that I can think of where we not on the same page. We gonna get down with each other like that, and we still have to communicate, right? This is like my only failed group project in life. I don't have a bridge that has been burned to the point where I couldn't recross it. Now, there are people that I don't fuck with anymore. There are people that I have that have elevated, moved on, and I as well. There's no love lost. I don't think that I've ever come across a person that I would not be able to amicably speak to if I saw them out on the street. I don't think that people, you know, that there's such like large character flaws that people would be like, ooh, never again, you know. But I make an intention that when I exit a room, if I exit the room, my name is still good enough to come back in it.
I mean, that's good. That's definitely good. Some instances, when it comes down to friendship, though, like, say, for example, you burn the bridge and build it back, you burn it again. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to, like, walk away from this friendship. Do you then build it back? Like, what do they say? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result is called what?
Insanity. Right.
So why the fuck would I go back and continue to do the same thing?
Because you never learned the lesson, right? Or that would be the implied
reason.
Or
they never learned the lesson.
Right. So that's a great point. So it really, I guess it just comes down to a point. But here's the thing, though, right? Now, I think that we should spend some time and talk about, like, friendship breakups, because that's a real thing. People be talking about, like, relational breakups. But you took that big-headed, no-good nigga back umpteen times, right? That's how we be thinking about it, you know, in the space of this. And it's like, dang, wasn't no space for a rekindling?
And you know what? I can say that each relationships hold their own value.
Yeah.
Like, relationship with my man is its own value. Relationship with my friend is its own value. Relationship True. With my parents have its own value, right?
Woo, them relationships with the parents.
That's a whole nother value. But and then you have to have constant forgiveness in that area.
Yeah.
With your goddamn parents.
Grace.
Because they will try it.
And try it again.
But can you cut them off? No.
Some people even do,
with your
though.
Some people do, but even with your family, you have to stay amicable because you have to come around them at the Thanksgivings. And then sometimes you don't have to come around them at the Thanksgivings.
And you know,
like,
what?
It's two-way streets to all these things.
See, this is me being, like, transparent and vulnerable and new in this space, right? So, like, familial conflicts. I'm blessed that I have not had, you know, many difficult familial conflicts to navigate, right? until recently.
What happened, girl? Let me get my cup.
Without giving too much, you know, I had a cousin. I loved her. I still love her. There's no love lost in that, right? We had a little scuffle situation that happened that honestly didn't even concern me about situations and instances that happened years, decades before I even came along in the instance. And so I know that because I'm an emotionally intelligent person, I understand that there's a lot of hurt and animosity there that's influenced by other things. And sometimes it's also important to understand that whatever you're catching doesn't necessarily reflect what that person thinks or feels about you or anything that you've done. Mm-hmm. But it still don't make it okay. It still doesn't make it any easier to accept, to take, to withstand. And like I said, it doesn't make it okay to justifiable to even take, right? But keeping in mind that my family is my family, knock on wood, up until this point, I've never had an instance in which I felt is where I had to like cut off my family. It's like, how do you navigate this? I'm 32 years old trying to figure this out for the first time.
I mean, I don't know how you navigate that. I feel like with family, there's always room for reconciliation unless you done touch somebody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you touching kids or touching people inappropriately, there's no room for that.
Yes. And so there's a few like no-goes, like life or death if it's threatening to my person, to my mental, to my physical, or to my daughters. Done, daughter. And in fact, it might come with a threat behind it.
But okay, so what happens when you get to a point where you're in relationships that no longer serve you?
Mm.
Like when you're in relationships with people who don't value the same things that you value, or they don't really respect your time or respect what you got going on, or they're not really showing themselves as true friends, then you cut them bitches off.
It ain't nothing to cut that off.
Especially when you got them down on your... Hold on, y'all. Hold on, wait.
She gotta reach the beat.
Oh, hold on, wait, y'all. Especially when you down on your...
I'm weak every time.
And you need a friend.
Yeah, you can't phone that friend.
You can't phone that friend. But sometimes you gotta let people go. Sometimes you gotta cut off your finger to save your hand.
True. And, you know, you really find out who's really in your corner when the shit gets tough or when stuff gets contentious. Because if it's ever a conflict, like, if there's ever a conflict is inevitable. And it's not always bad. Conflict leads to better communication when done right. Conflict leads to the creation of boundaries when done right. Conflict leads to new levels of, you know, experiences, of bliss, etc. when it's executed right. So it's like, how do we navigate this successfully? Oh, we can't? Okay. How do we end this amicably
with
as less damage done?
And let me tell y'all something. I love Brittany. I really love Brittany, as she would say. I really love her because she is like so different from all the rest of you bitches. I'm just kidding.
Period. But, she ain't playing though. She not.
But like, you know, she has like she's very optimistic when it comes to certain situations. But let me tell you this, queen. Sometimes you can't be amicable with these people.
You're right.
You cannot continue to let your naiveness take over.
And maybe not naiveness.
Let people just take advantage of the fact that you're naive to shit.
Not naive.
Or let people continue to do things that they know that they're not supposed to be doing.
I just be thinking of it like, actually, I'm just not thinking of it, right? Like, what would Barbara do? What would Shirley, how would Shirley Ralph handle the situation? Because, you know, she's such a queen in how she speaks and how she carries herself, right? And so I couldn't see Shirley Ralph going off. I couldn't see Angela Bassett flying off at the handle. I could see them reading somebody down real good, A to Z, with a smile on their face, inflection in their voice, their head lifted high. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I'd be wondering, like, what would Felicia Rashad do? What would Shirley Rapp do? Like, I don't ever want to be caught up in the space. And I'd have been caught up in some stuff, you know, where I did have to raise my voice and get a little ethnic, right? Mm-hmm. But again, like, being able to manage my own temperature. Okay, you gonna fly off at the handle. I'm gonna let you know that you're not about to disrespect me. It's a line that won't be crossed again. And I'm going to do it in a way where you understand I know I'm not playing, but I'm also not going to bring myself out of character.
So what happens when they do it again? Do you continue to be amicable, or do you cut them off?
You can cut people off amicably.
Okay, and how does it gracefully, queen? Show us how it's done, because we don't know. Show us how to amicably cut somebody off.
I guess that looks different for, you know,
for certain people.
What reserves the most of your peace? And what is the most the least chaotic way that can also reserve the most of your peace?
You know what it is for me?
What is it?
Not saying shit. Mm. I will not talk to you ever again. It's the Capricorn in me. Every day I am prepared to never talk to your ass again. Trust and believe.
It's truly the ain't nothing to cut that
bitch off. I will cut your ass off. You will be trying to figure out what the fuck happened. And it would just be what it is. And some people know what the fuck they be doing.
And a lot of people
don't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, your ass do. Don't give them too much grace, queen. These folks know what the fuck going on. UKT.
FGO.
Whatever it is.
I took me a second to figure out what she was spelling. UKG.
You know, WTFGO. You know what the fuck going on. These folks know what the fuck going on. They do, and they will try you, and then they will take advantage of the fact that you're so graceful and you're so cute and you're so queen-like.
And people will try to take advantage. You can still be a queen and cut somebody off. You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen a read.
Show us.
I mean, I'm not cutting nobody off.
Example.
Should I give an example?
Who
have I cut off?
Nobody. Amicably. You just giving an example of if somebody tried you for the last time, how would you do it?
I have a real life example.
Okay.
And this is my only contentious relationship that I have in my life, because I cut that nigga off. And I did that shit with the most grace that I had in my body. And it really came easy.
Okay, so tell us how you did it.
I efficiently and effectively communicated exactly what the offenses were. Mm-hmm. And I summed it up with a nice bow. And please, unless we are discussing X, Y, and Z, do not communicate with me in any manner, because it will not be received. And I can't control the response or the reactions or the things that happen after that, because let me tell you, like, I mean, I don't have to tell you. You know some of this stuff firsthand. You know, niggas be trying it. People really be trying it.
Okay, so let's go back to the list for a quick
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Second. Okay, because mm-hmm. y'all know what we meant all. Did Latasha steal that $30,000?
In the case of escape versus Tasha.
Did Tasha take that $30,000? Now, should her sister, Tamika, I've heard through the grapevines.
You about to cry
that,
again.
They done made up and shit, right? Which uh-huh. is good, because at the end of the family. Day, they are sisters.
We're talking about another instance of family. So just like you were saying earlier, right? Like, your man is on a different caliber, a different level, right?
Mm-hmm. Because y'all like, because like I said,
they weren't with you shooting in the gym.
They
not gonna be with you shooting in the gym like that.
And they not gonna shoot in the gym with you at night.
Because that's what. Oh, okay. See, we back to this.
That's why you always
drink. Pick up your cup,
ladies, keep your man. Keep your man, because if your girlfriend ain't gonna do it. Then what? Keep your man. Always keep your man.
Please get her some tissue, Lord.
Keep your man.
Well, Isha's really crying.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
She said what she meant.
So keep your man.
So family.
Uh-huh. Your man come before your family too.
When it's at a certain point, right? In marriage. Yeah, because you leave your family and cleave to the husband.
If you got a whole family, your man come before your family. And if you not married and you got a family, your man come before your family. If you married and you don't got no, if you married and you ain't got no kids, your man come before your family, period.
She said what she said.
Your man come first, and then your mama and them, and then the kids. No, man, kids, in that order. Girl! Your man come first.
Wipe this child down. She over here leaking.
Your man come first.
I'm here for it.
When it comes to my man,
my man.
This is really good.
This part of the episode, the caption under this is going to say, my man, my man, my man.
Because when it comes to my man, I'm gonna always choose my man. But continue.
It's me. It's me on the back that's just cheesing and grinning from skin to skin about the Richards.
Get wet. When it comes to my man.
My man.
It's gonna be my man.
It's the Richards. Hello.
Because if you ain't gonna do it, if you can't do what my man do, what?
But you gotta
keep your man.
But everybody not trying to be the man. Because you got your man.
Exactly. So your man come first. Anyway, go ahead.
So in the case of like Tasha, right? Mm-hmm. Tasha and Tamika, or Set and Quavo, family.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Family relations. You gotta figure it out. You gotta get to it. You gotta get to the bottom of it. But when you can't, and you love them in distance, you love them in absence, their love is still there, right?
The love never goes away. The love never goes mm-hmm. away. No matter who you love, the love never goes away. If you my friend and I don't fuck with you no more, that don't mean I don't love you. The love never goes away.
Right.
Period.
Right. Still want the best for you. Still, you know, praying for you. Still want to see you win.
Still
might give you a like on the app. Still,
or not.
But I'm seeing it and I'm nodding my head like, yeah, get your shit, pop your shit. You deserve that. Right?
Mm-mm. I'ma mute you. I'ma mute you.
We coming from two different sides of the angle.
I'ma mute your ass. On all social platforms. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see your stories. I don't want to see nothing you got going on because I got to stay focused. If I see you pop up on my timeline, I'm going to be reminded about how you tried me that one time and how I don't like that.
And see, that's the point of understanding, because one time this guy had blocked me. We stopped talking. And it was really like an amicable stop talkingness. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like somebody did something wrong. It was just, we were just like not on the same vibe at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so I had made it clear like we wasn't about to vibe on that type of time that we was vibing on anymore, right?
So he blocked you.
So I peeped that he had blocked me. Oh. And I was like, damn, why he? I should have been the person blocking somebody. But why did he block me? And so like emotional intelligence brought me to learning and understanding like, okay, even though we had miscommunication about the trajectory of our situationship at the time, mm-hmm. there were still some feelings there on his side that were valid in his own way. And the separation, you know, the fact that I had drawn the boundaries and made the distinction of the difference and what it was going to be, couldn't handle that. Mm. And so even though I ain't agree, like I'm like, nigga, why you block me? Because I ain't did nothing, you know, about it. I had to understand.
That's a part of his healing.
Yeah, that's...
It's not seeing you.
Yeah, and that's not my process.
Exactly. It's an out of sight, out of mind type of thing. Like, I've had to block friends, and they friends, because I don't want to see you at all. I don't. Out of sight, out of mind. And these friendship breakups be so hard. The friendship breakups be harder than the breakups with the men.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you keep your man so you can talk to him about it.
Because who you going to pillow talk with if you broke up with everybody?
Talk to? You
done broke up with
your
cousin them. You done broke up with your girlfriends. And you broke up with your man.
Keep your man.
Talk to the Lord.
You can talk to God and you wait to hear where he, you know, where he wants you to go and how he leads you and guides you mm-hmm. and things like that. But these friendship breakups be harder than nigga breakups.
Yeah, it's really tough.
And I feel like because we be so vulnerable.
Yes, that's what I'm just about to say.
You let yourself be vulnerable with these people and then they try you. And then you can't be their friend no more. That be the most fucked up part about these friendship breakups is that now there's a 50% chance that your vulnerability will be shared.
Mm. And see, and
because
and
everybody's not that type of friend where
that's the part.
Everybody's not that type of friend where, oh, I'm not her friend no more. I'm not gonna tell her shit. Now I ain't gonna lie. In my petty days, I have said she was fucking him and her.
We appreciate the honest queen.
I have. Now your deepest, darkest.
It's going to the grave.
Not doing that.
It's going not to the grave.
That. But that's why it'd be hard to be. But for me, it'd be hard to be vulnerable with people because. Damn, I just lost it. It'd be hard to be vulnerable with people because when I do open up about certain things, then the judgment that comes back behind it, I didn't ask you for that shit. So it's like, if you're not going to be giving solution-oriented, you know...
Advice. For
or a prayer, bitch.
And you know... Sometimes you have to be in the position or the space, because I've witnessed and I've seen friendship breakups where the breakup was because one of the people wasn't actually able to accept the information or the suggestion or the, you know, the encouragement that the other person was giving. Because you can only meet somebody as much as you've met yourself.
Exactly.
And you can, and at times, just like in relationships, we want to be equally yoked and people elevate and grow at, you know, different rates and stuff like that. Friendships are the same way too.
I feel like at this stage, you got to be equally yoked at every level.
Woo!
If you ain't equally yoked with your man, it ain't gonna work. You might as well get you a new one. I know we've been going hard for the men's, but if you ain't equally yoked with your man, then what are you doing?
You right.
If your circle ain't equally yoked and y'all ain't got the same values,
yes,
y'all not going for the same goals,
yes,
y'all not all on your shit,
got to let it go. You got to find a new group. Like I always say, I said this a lot during season 5, like you got to find good soil and water you. And the relationships are the soil, because we are people, we're communal people. That's literally like an intrinsic like value, a thing that humans just naturally require is interaction, love, appreciation, acceptance from other people. God made us in pairs for that, right? Mm-hmm. So the soil, the community, the network, the circle has to be conducive to growth. Relationships, family, business, friends. If it's not elevating, if it's not pruning me, and this shit don't, hey, it don't always, it's not easy.
It ain't.
It's not fun. It's not peaceful at times. It's not, it is painful. It is hurt. It is reflective. It is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so the differentiation is when to burn the bridge. Do I burn the bridge because we're talking about some uncomfortable shit and I'm not ready to accept or elevate in that space? Or do I burn the bridge because this is harmful to me?
Right.
Do I burn the bridge because I'm not ready to cross the bridge? Or do I burn the bridge because we done been there, crossed it a few times, and we still haven't gained no traction?
Well, and there it is. But also, going back to Pep... Darius,
shout out to Change Church.
Who
put you on Change Church?
Brittany.
Oh.
And who put Brittany on Change Church?
Hey, KG.
Kendra Golden.
Hey, girl.
So we give praise, glory, and honor for Kendra Golden and her man.
Doing the Lord's work out here, spreading the gospel.
And getting us back in the Lord's house, because it had been a while. Anyway.
Things that we did in the 10 months off.
Petey said that, dang, what did he say?
He said a lot of things about it. You talking about the streets, or you talking about PDA?
No.
Talking about Stranger Things.
Anyway, I forgot.
Look at me naming the series.
I forgot. But one thing that I can say is this: people are in your life for reasons and seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what PD said. When it's gray,
you need that sixth sense.
You need the word. When it's black and white, you need your wisdom.
Yeah.
And you need to use your wisdom to know whether it's people are in your life for reasons or whether people are in your life for seasons.
That's right.
So sometimes you may be holding on to winter when you goddamn 3 springs ahead.
Hello. Ooh, that's a word. And it happens like that.
And it is what it is.
And it doesn't have to be a ugly, disproportionate, you know, separation, you know?
I think if people operated relationships with that type of thing, reasons and seasons, then a lot of that emotional vulnerability and things that we go through during these little breakups and bridge burnings, we wouldn't go through that. It would be easier to process.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I agree.
Because we would know, like,
it's the emotional intelligence that's required, and everybody don't have it, and everybody is on their own, like, you know, customized journey to get there. Somebody's GPS might say 3 hours, and somebody else's might say 3 days.
And honestly, I feel like everybody has been in my life for a reason. Some people have been in my life for seasons. And, you know, it is what it is. You just have to learn how to weather each relationship.
Yeah.
And if you have people that are in your life that you really value, then you need to make sure that you're doing everything to keep them in your life.
Yeah.
Example. Yeah. Example. When it comes to you, my sister friend, you know, you don't wanna, when you got good people, you gotta treat people good. You gotta know how to talk to good people. You can't just be doing them any type of way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to navigate your relationships when you got good people in your life.
That's true.
You can't just treat people any type of way. You got to do that. And that's real. And I'll stand on the mountaintops and I'll tell everybody that Brittany has been a great friend to me. She really, really has. And I've seen her be a great friend to everybody. And I asked you one day, what you gonna do when you everybody made an honor?
Girl, shout out to my bride that's in the building that's holding down the production. We on the way to the wedding, girl.
Because that's just what it is. When it comes to you. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to see the value in people, see the value that they bring to your life, and be able to nurture those relationships accordingly. You can't just see good people and just treat them the way you was treating everybody else.
And in order to do that, you got to be in a place in yourself where you're able to recognize and value that too.
Exactly.
And I think that a lot of people lose those important friendships, relationships, you know, opportunities, because they themselves are just not in a place or in a space to have that type of capacity. They drop the ball. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. That's the way the cookie crumbles, though.
Yeah, it is.
And sometimes you may never get another person like that, you know, in your life.
And that's okay.
And that's okay
because get what? God bringing somebody else in your life for a reason. And when that person come in your life, you better treat them better than the last person that left your life. Example number 5. Because I done gave hella examples.
You did.
In this
I don't
episode,
know what number we on.
But goddamn, I be forgetting the examples.
I'm gonna keep drinking.
What was I saying?
I don't know, but I'm gonna give you, I don't have an example, but it is something as a takeaway.
Damn, that was gonna be good. I was preaching too.
You were. You really were. When you get the hand motion, she be giving the word.
I done missed the point.
I'm blessed. I wanna say this. I'm super, like, truly, I must be God's favorite because he really showed out when he designed my circle. Mm. He really did. I have outstanding women and men in my life, and I'm truly appreciative of them. One of my closest friends, hey Monica girl, she's been doing this since maybe like 2008, dating myself. She tells me like every year around her birthday, she takes inventory of her circle, of her friends, right? And she values, like, you know, she considers the past year and then the years prior. And she makes decisions, you know, this is the Virgo in us. She literally makes decisions like, you know what? They make it to the next round. You know what? We ain't had a greatest year, but I know that they have some stuff going on. I'm gonna apply some grace, et cetera, et cetera. And grace is necessary too, because people be coming from different spaces, different times. And, you know, real friends, you want people to at least extend the grace, you know, the opportunity for grace for them. So you gotta really just like take it with a grain of salt, like reasons and seasons. Not everybody's cut out for the long haul.
I still forgot what I was gonna say. Oh God, I forgot. It's the wine.
It's the wine.
If you having a long day and you just need to forget what happened earlier, go to herwine.com. And since y'all slept, use the code Don't Sleep. It's 10% now, y'all.
It's 10%. You lost out on the 15.
You done lost out on the 15 because y'all was sleep the whole time before. But if you had a long day and you need a break, go to herwines.com.
That's right. Go to the website and find out where you can find her wine in a liquor store or a wine and spirit store close to you. Or just hop on the website, like my girl said, type in our code, get your 10% off, tell a friend to tell a friend, support this black-owned business, and run that back again.
And if you want Nightmare Radio next month, buy some wine.
Hello. And a t-shirt. Okay, t-shirts are on sale. Make sure you guys go to nightmareradioshow.com and get the shirt, okay?
Period.
Eat, shop, and drop, whatever you need to do. We'll put the link at the bottom. It's here.
I can't believe I forgot.
It's here. It's okay.
I was gonna say.
It's all right.
Dang.
It's been a good one, though, girl. It's always a good one. Episode 97 is in the books. 100 is on the way.
100 is on the way, but I forgot what I was gonna say, and I'm mad about that shit. I really am. And when I watch it back, I'm like, that's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted to say. You gonna add a little two-piece in? I don't know.
Probably not.
Either way.
Cool. It's cool, though. It's cool.
If you like this episode and you want to see more,
mm-hmm. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all podcast platforms. And what is the takeaway from this episode? I think that's what I was trying to get to that I forgot.
The takeaway from the episode is recognizing in what basket you hold your relationship in, the value of that relationship, and before you burn the bridge, you know, consider all things. Is it worth burning? Are we going to rebuild? Is this a bridge I can cross again? Do I give a fuck?
Do I need my $30,000 before we can fuck with you again? That's the real question. Yeah.
Heard.
Because Latasha took that, and we need that. Ooh. So, y'all have a good day.
Rest in peace, Take.